Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a five-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. Today we begin not in the banking boardrooms on Wall Street, the city, or even in the square mile, but rather in the back of your closet or wardrobe. A strange place to find investment, you say? Not so strange. I mean, strange would be like finding a lion and a witch in the back of your wardrobe. And speaking of Mr. C.S. Lewis, or Uncle Louis, perhaps? Anyway, the Chronicle of Narnia chronicler just so happened to have a few thoughts on our very own uncle, and in 1939 wrote a rather famous essay on perhaps William's best work, titled Hamlet, The Prince, or the Poem. And that would just so happen to be the very play in which William would use investment. Ah, synergy. A quick recap. Hamlet's dad dies while taking a snooze in his orchard. His mother gets over this rather quickly and marries her former brother-in-law. Hamlet, meanwhile, has been rather smitten with Ophelia, the daughter of the chief counselor to the king, Polonius, and has expressed his smittenness with a litany of love tokens. By Act 1, Scene 3, Ophelia's brother Laertes, who came back to Denmark for the wedding, is about ready to head back to Paris for some French frolics. But before that, he imparts a bit of brotherly advice to his sister about her maiden virtue and her beau. In a nutshell, steer clear of Hamlet, sis. Their father, Polonius, then takes the opportunity to reiterate his son's advice.
That may be given you. In few, Ophelia, do not believe his vows, for they are brokers, not of that dye which their investments show, but mere improditors of unholy suits, breathing like sanctified and pious bawds, the better to beguile.
Now we think of investment in many ways, most notably in dollars and cents, or pounds and pence. It could also be in reference to one's time. Many an hour have I invested in attempting to teach iambs, trochees, and feet to rather weary students, and we shan't go into the ROI of that. Uncle Will would invoke investment a few years earlier in a more couture context in his Henry IV Part II. To invest someone originally meant quite literally to dress them up, think vestments, to robe a king in velvet, to cloak a bishop in splendor, to swaddle an authority figure in fabric and ceremony. In Henry IV, dignity itself comes with an investment of royal robes. In Hamlet, Polonius frets about apparel as a kind of moral endowment. Investment comes to us by way of the Latin, investire, with in meaning, well, in or upon, and vestire to clothe, dress, or adorn, and that was derived from vestis, which meant garment or a robe. That moved through the Old French investir to the Middle English investin, landing on a type of investiture of rank, land, or dignity. And finally, all dolled up as investment. Fast forward a few centuries, and our regal robes transform to recorded receipts, our coveted cloaks to quarterly reports, and our bedazzled bodices to balance sheets. You know, every time I think about the time we spent together, I'm put in mind of a saying attributed to Benjamin Franklin, who said, "An investment in knowledge pays the best interest." And I find that rather interesting. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.